This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Abandoned. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. When Hurricane Irma was threatening Florida in September, many people who had cars or could afford a plane ticket got out and as far away as possible. For other people who needed a safe place to go, Miami-Dade County opened more than 40 shelters. Reporter Kate Stein was on assignment during Irma, and she spent 3 nights at a shelter covering what was happening. About 500 evacuees eventually made their way to this place at Miami Edison Senior High School.
It's Saturday morning, the day before forecasters say the worst of Irma is going to hit Florida. Breakfast, a scoop of eggs, a biscuit, and a juice pouch, has just ended in the cafeteria. Gloria Gitti and her two adult children are sitting at one of the tables. The Gitti stopped at 5 different shelters before ending up here. Some sites had lines of people waiting outside before volunteers even arrived to let them in. If one shelter was full, people were directed to another one nearby. Gloria is 76. She's taking care of Nelly and Jose. They both have cerebral palsy. They can't walk well, she says, and it affects their minds a little, too. Jose is 32 and uses a wheelchair. Nelly is 38 and relies on a walker.
Say hi, Mommy. Jose, Giri. Say hi.
As her mom talks, Nelly quietly draws shaky shapes that look sort of like letters. Gloria says Edison is a better shelter than some of the others they saw. Staff put the family next to the women's bathroom, so it's easier for her to take Jose and Nelly there. Jose's sleeping on the air mattress they brought. Gloria and Nelly sleep sitting up, and that's sort of good because the red tile floor is cold and hard.
Unbelievable.
Sitting at the front desk is unofficial volunteer Anthony Whitfield. He doesn't understand, I don't understand, the lack of first aid, why there aren't blankets or cots, at least for the elderly people here. Turns out, general population hurricane shelters don't provide cots, and there are no nurses or health aides here. Edison wasn't supposed to be sheltering medically vulnerable people.
I just can't stand it when a senior citizen got to sleep on a hard floor. So this is bad times for a lot of people, where they just can't take no more.
One evacuee attempted suicide by taking pills. Workers called an ambulance to come care for him, but...
Fire and rescue said that we cannot transport him. We wanted to transport him straight to the hospital. But we can't have they can't have any cars on the streets.
Rescue workers are watching over the man in the principal's office. There's a mix of middle income and homeless people here. People with mental health problems. A guy who says he was in prison for 13 years. He tells me he got out 5 days ago and took a bus to Miami because he'd never seen the ocean. Entrepreneurial types sneak out of the shelter to a corner store and come back with cigarettes and cold beers. There are also families with small kids. There are police officers, National Guardsmen, and county employees. Kitchen and custodial staff. They're all trying to be patient, but like everyone, they're getting frustrated and bored. I make a homeless evacuee a peanut butter sandwich from what's left in my duffel bag and share granola bars with a man who was bussed over from the airport. He didn't have a chance to stock up on supplies. They both say official storm prep left them behind.
I need you to help us sing. Okay.
At the front desk, Anthony Whitfield's trying to keep spirits up.
We make the best that we can. It will be over this in another 2 days.
He's with a bunch of older women and a few men, several from nearby Little Haiti. Anthony leads them in a song he says he just made up.
God's been good. He's been good. He's been good.
Now sing in a French.
For people with medical conditions, the county has special shelters and a registry where you're supposed to sign up well before a hurricane hits. But when I asked around, a lot of people who could have used that help said they didn't know about it. Basic information, like what to bring with you and how you get it there without a car, and when it might be safe to leave, and whether anyone can help you get ice or food or power when you finally get home. Many people never got that information. For The Pulse, I'm Kate Stein.